welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
They aren't required to treat women who take mifepristone. FDA is not directing the women who take the drug to go seek out care from these specific doctors. And so they stand at a far distance from the upstream regulatory action they're challenging.
At the Supreme Court, Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar argues the doctors challenging mifepristone regulations aren't actually harmed by the drug's availability. The case, FDA versus Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine, could limit how patients get the pill used in nearly two-thirds of abortions last year. But in yesterday's oral arguments, 2 years after the court overturned Roe v. Wade, the justices sounded skeptical of restricting access. Meanwhile, New York Judge Juan Merchan issued a gag order on former President Donald Trump regarding his upcoming hush money case. Trump violated a similar gag order in his recent civil fraud trial and was fined on several occasions for that. The former president's first criminal case starts April 15th, despite his protests that the charges are politically motivated.
This is all Biden-run things, meaning Biden and his thugs, because I don't know if he knows he's alive. It's a shame what's happening to our country. This is election interference.
Independent presidential candidate and anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says his running mate will be wealthy California lawyer Nicole Shanahan. During the announcement, Shanahan said one issue they'll campaign on will be electromagnetic pollution, a conspiracy theory about the health effects of 5G and Wi-Fi signals.
You don't hear politicians talking much about that either, but it is something we need to look at. As Bobby says, we need to investigate every possible cause of chronic disease epidemic that is devouring our nation from the inside.
Though a long-delayed federal budget has passed, some lawmakers voted against it because they say it's too big or has the wrong priorities. South Carolina Republican Ralph Norman said he wants more for enforcing the border.
Folks, how long are we going to, as Chip said and Bob and others, fund a government that's working against us? How long are we going to put up with thousands of our young people dying from fentanyl?
But in spite of the rhetoric, Republicans have been divided on immigration funding. Many helped vote down a recent $7 billion increase for the Border Patrol, while others advocate entirely defunding the Department of Homeland Security. Some of that seems tied to border security as a campaign issue, and some to a lack of tougher asylum rules. Others are upset the budget could undermine wartime humanitarian work. Megan Rogers with Nonviolent Peace Force says the bill left out language recognizing unarmed civilian protection, which aims to protect UPC groups during violent conflicts.
Any violent conflict that's making headlines today, there are UCP groups that are working and very effective, have access that other traditional aid groups don't, are equipping and protecting civilians that often go overlooked and disproportionately feel the effects of this violent conflict.
After a sharp rebellion from their journalists, NBC has reversed course on hiring former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel as a political commentator. Many objected to her support for the falsehood that Trump won in 2020. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.